today on the Dental Experience Podcast.
To create an amazing patient experience.
That all of our five senses work together.
I can share from, you know, the patient experience side.
Wow, that's amazing. That is so gorgeous. I want that in my practice.
That the building
looked inviting.
Lizards and frogs.
Completely different than what you're expecting.
The secret ninja training room.
You see cypress wood, vaulted ceilings.
The American Ninja Warrior initially knew about Ninja Warrior, the secret ninja training room.
Ninja training room turned them around. Is to create the best patient experience imaginable.
Sourdough pretzels and cheese.
Patient experience that we're trying to deliver is fluid. It's constantly evolving.
Create a great experience for them.
Something that they'll remember, you know, all into adulthood.
This is the Dental Experience Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Vett.
Welcome to another episode of the Dental Experience Podcast. I'm really excited to have a husband and wife duo on the show, Doctors Walkers. They're both doctors, and I'm really excited. You might have heard of Dr. Desiree Walker before. She's been featured in Dental Economics as the Ninja Dentist, as a contestant on American Ninja Warrior. And her husband, Ash Walker, he is a doctor himself, and he has a degree in... Ash, help me out. What do you have... Help me out with your degree.
I just graduated from A.T. Steel University in Mesa, Arizona with a doctorate in health sciences.
A doctorate in health sciences. That's awesome. So you're Doctor's Walker now, which is really exciting. And congratulations for just graduating. I know school of any sort's a lot of work, so congratulations. And you did all that while holding down a full-time job and working with your wife in running a dental practice that is essentially a dental startup.
That's correct. And when you say all that, it makes me think back and wonder how in the world I did it. And I just had this memory of a bunch of long nights and lack of sleep and a lot of coffee, a lot of caffeine.
Absolutely. And I know you and I, Ash, are both in the same situation. Both of our wives went through dental school, so we both know that pain and the amount of work that it takes to get through that. So, you know, that's exciting. And then you guys decided for whatever reason to do a dental startup and start building a practice literally from the ground up, which is a huge undertaking, but one that's really rewarding. And there's a number of reasons why I wanted to have you on the show. First of all, my wife and I have enjoyed spending time with you guys. Desiree, thanks for pouring into her as a newer dentist. She's really appreciated your invites to CE and things like that. But as a whole, I love that you guys built your practice really around patient experience from the second they walk in the door through the entire appointment. And I really just want to spend some time, first of all, in hearing your philosophies on the importance of patient experience. And then we'll get into some of the really specific things that you've done to make the patient comfortable in every sense of the manner and really catering to every one of their senses when they walk through your door. So let's talk a little bit about Lumber River Dental in Lumberton, North Carolina, that you guys built, a 3,000 square foot, beautiful state-of-the-art dental practice. And the pictures are lovely. I'll link to their Facebook page in the show notes so you can see their beautiful practice. But let's talk about what inspired you for this dental startup and how you built it.
Well, I think the inspiration came originally from frustration, just being completely frustrated with the dental environment that I was working in before we started up our practice. And I came right out of school. I came back to my hometown, Lumberton, North Carolina. And I started working as an associate for a practice that understatement to say that patient experience was even at all a factor in patient care. And it just left me feeling at the end of the day completely just wiped out, because I knew the patients didn't want to be there. The staff didn't act like they wanted to be there. And I really just didn't enjoy dentistry the way I thought I was going to enjoy it. And I wanted to be in an environment where it was the patients wanted to come. The patients were not scared. The staff wanted to be there. And I enjoyed the atmosphere. So it was more or less frustration. I just like, you know what, if I have to do this for 30 some years, I don't know if I can do it. I really don't know.
Well, Desiree, I really appreciate you sharing just your desire to make sure your patients had that experience worth sharing. I think that's so important, and that was where your passion lied and you were able to go and do something with that. So let's talk about what you actually did when you built your practice.
Well, first of all, I wanted to create an environment that I wanted to work in. I wanted to create an amazing patient experience, but I knew that if I wasn't happy and I wasn't really pleased in the environment that I worked in, that my patients could tell, that my team members could tell. So I just, you know, to create the design, the practice and the inside, I went with things that really inspired me. And I looked at a lot of spa type hotels and design. I went on house.com, actually the inside of the practice, most of the architectural design was built from inspiration that I got from the house website. I didn't go looking at dental websites to create the inside because I wanted something completely different. And I know that when I go into a dental practice or any type of medical clinic, I don't want it to feel like a medical clinic. I want it to feel like some of my favorite places. And those would be hotel lobbies or spas or just really relaxing Zen yoga studios. So that's where I got my inspiration to design the inside. And so I just built upon that.
That's wonderful. And so I know not only is it gorgeous to look at, but you also have really a couple of features, even right when the patient walks through the door, that cater to their five senses. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? I think it's so important that we often forget when we're designing something, whether it's a physical environment or when we're just working on an experience for somebody, that all of our five senses work together. And if one sense is detecting danger or getting afraid, it impacts someone's overall perception. But you thought about all of that when you built your practice. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I would come home from work at the other practice and as an associate, right when I came through the door, Ash would say, you smell like a dentist. I'm like, of course, I just came from the dental office. He's like, no, but you smell like dentist. I smell dentist all over you. And that was just a running joke. And, you know, even as a dentist myself and being in the profession, when I walk into a dental office, I can smell that clinical smell.
Right, right.
And that was one thing that I wanted different about my practice. I wanted that first whiff when you open that door did not smell anything like clinic or dental at all. Because your nasal sense is like the first primary sense that we have. And it goes straight to your brain. And that's the one that can really communicate fight or flight the fastest. And if you have a bad memory in a dental office and you associate that with a smell, if you open a door to any dental practice and you smell that smell, you're more than likely going to have that same motion of fear and dread.
Right.
So I wanted my practice to be different in that way. I wanted to open the door and you smell something that smells completely different than what you're expecting. And to put you at ease from the very first scent. So I made that a priority and really researching some ways that I could get rid of or avoid that clinical scent and have something that smelled like a hotel lobby or a spa.
That's fantastic. So Ash, I have to ask, what can you describe what dentist smells like?
yeah, it's that, I don't know, it's that typical, you know, kind of clean smell, you know, clinic-y smell when you walk into any type of medical practice, dental practice. I'm not exactly, it's a combination of, I'm sure, several
alcohol swabs, rubber gloves, yeah, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, I'm not the clinician here. You know, I can share from, you know, the patient experience side because I am a patient and that's usually what I associate in my mind when I think about going to the dentist. It's that, you know, kind of, you know, just that smell that's just not pleasant. It's certainly not something that you would smell, as Desiree pointed out, to in a spa, in a very nice hotel lobby. And, you know, we kind of knew, you know, from the get-go that that was something that we would have to address, along with the physical features, you know, that are on the inside of the practice. But I'm going to even back it up to talk about the outside of the practice, because we wanted to make sure that it was appealing, visually appealing, for patients when they were even pulling up to the practice itself. It was very important that the building looked inviting, that it looked calming, from the colors to the design. Probably one of the biggest compliments that Desiree and I have received is many people ride by the practice and don't even realize it's a dental office.
That's wonderful.
And that's a great compliment, because that's exactly what we were shooting for. We don't want it to look like the typical dental office. We don't want it to feel like the typical dental office. We certainly don't want Desiree coming home smelling like a dentist.
Smell like a dentist. That was bad. So I'm glad to say that I do not smell like a dentist any longer.
She does not. I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
So before we move on from smells, what did you do specifically to change the way your practice smelled? Because I love the technology that you implemented, and there's several different technologies, but could you talk a little bit about how you took technology that you saw, not even in the dental space, and you said, no, this needs to be in dental, and this is how we're going to use it?
There's a company called Scent Air, and it does a lot of commercial scents for hotels and businesses, and it's more or less used in the commercial arena as far as like used from your house. So we found out about that company. We investigated it. They have hundreds of scents to choose from. That was like the most difficult part, is like finding like the scent that you wanted. That was just going to be your signature scent.
But you knew you weren't going to choose the dentist scent, right?
I was not going to choose the dentist scent, and I was not going to choose bacon and eggs. So I knew that from the get-go. They do have bacon and eggs, and you can get pancakes and stuff like that.
Is dentist scent a flavor, a smell?
I don't know. Brand that somewhere.
Maybe.
Yeah, play a joke on somebody. But Scent Air was the company, and we have a contract with them. They give us a scent cartridge every month, and it's a blower. It's like a little fan that is hidden in the lobby that blows the scent out. It's hypoallergenic. We haven't had any patients complain about it bothering their allergies. We really enjoy it. Like, I love it. I have it blowing in the lobby. I also have it blowing in the operatories as well. And I do some more things for scents too. In our operatories, we have essential oils, diffusers, which are amazing. I can go into that now. But the essential oils, the scent I choose is lavender. And not only is it pleasant, it is proven by research to relax the patient. And so not only are they getting infused with scents when they walk into the office, but when they go back into the operatory, we have a little secret relaxation gas that they get to smell.
That's awesome.
That's plus.
Well, I know another thing that you have in your office right when you walk in does something visually and has a little bit of sound too. You decided to incorporate some water features in the office. Is that correct?
Yes. We have two large water features that are hung on the wall. And around the water features, which this is inspiration that I got from the store. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It's West Elm. It is store. And right when you walk in, they have this gorgeous wall garden. And I'm just like, wow, that's amazing. That is so gorgeous. I want that in my practice. So we got the water features. I'm like, I want this wall garden in my practice. I want all these like live plants around the water feature. Not only will it give the water sound and you get to see the water, but you get to see like nature and greenery, and you know, this is completely opposite of what you're expecting. So, but I have to say that turned out to be a big fail with the wall garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I didn't really think this through as much as I should have.
I was just so excited about getting a wall guard that looked like West Elm in my dental practice. I really didn't think about maybe some of the logistics, especially with live plants. Live plants have to be watered, and you need a watering system. I didn't really think that through all the way. I'm like, you know what? I bet my landscaping crew can probably give me some ideas on how to tackle this. Well, for the first, I would say, several months, we would have to bring in hose pipes from outside and water the wall garden on the weekends. And after getting the floors wet and the front desk wet and the walls wet with some hose pipe fiascos, along with coming with real plants inside, all those real plants, like, gosh, Ash, how tall are our water features?
Oh, goodness, 7, 8 feet.
Yeah, 7 or 8 feet. Oh, we had 7 or 8 feet of plants around these water features. We had some extra team members, such as bugs and flies,
lizards,
and frogs.
No way.
Yeah, so that got to be quite the upkeep. And we decided to nix the fly flowers. We got some replacements for those that are, I hate to say the word artificial, but they are, but they look really live, and our patients couldn't tell the difference. So that was really the only big fail, but there would be dirt in the lobby, and there would be plant. I mean, we even had a lizard one day, like, running through the office. I was like, okay, this is, like, a little bit too much, a little bit too outdoorsy here. So we had to tone it down some and go back to the artificial plants, but they still look awesome.
They do. They do.
And the water feature, though, is great because of the sound. And we have high vaulted ceilings in our lobby with exposed ductwork. The builders were saying, you know, the sound is going to carry so bad. You're going to, you know, have to put carpet down. You're going to have to do something with the sound. We have no problem with the sound carrying from the lobby to our patient operatories because of water features, because that's what you hear. You hear water running when you walk in.
And Ryan, to add to that, one of the great things about the water feature, the way the entrance and the lobby is designed, when a patient or anyone for that matter walks into the practice, you are automatically forced to turn right. And when you turn right, that's what you see. You see the water features and you see the kind of wall garden before you really interact with anybody. So automatically you're smelling the calming, you know, air sense that we have. You're seeing the water feature. You're hearing the water feature. You see cypress wood, vaulted ceilings. It's a very relaxing type of environment and lobby right out of the gate, you know, right when people are pulling into the parking lot and then they walk in. It's, you know, we're continuing that impression that we're trying to leave in people's minds.
And that's what I love. I think so many people don't spend the time to actually have their practice really designed in such a way that creates that patient experience. And I love that you guys have done that from the beginning. So thank you for doing this and for being an example to other practices on, you know, importance of designing a practice around patient experience, not just around the best. I don't even know what people often design it around, but you guys really put a lot of thought into that, and I appreciate it. What do your patients say? What have you heard patients say?
Patients will walk in and they'll just kind of look around and look like, you know, I don't think I'm in the right place. And just look up at the ceiling and look at the water feature. And then they'll see Lindsay at the front desk and she'll welcome to Lumber River Dental. And so you see the look of relief on their face that they did not walk into the wrong building.
Yeah.
So you're like, whew. And then when I get them back in the operatory, if it's a new patient, they say, wow, this is so nice. And a lot of times, one of the first things they say, it doesn't even smell like a dental office.
And you don't smell like a dentist.
And I don't smell like a, hey, that's important. And it just smells like a dental office in here. This is so nice. I didn't even know this was here. And wow. And sometimes some of the guys, we have TVs above our chair, and
they'll watch ESPN while they get their teeth cleaned. They're like, hey, I need one of these ceiling mounted TVs at home. This is a great way to watch the game, man. This is awesome. So we just get a lot of compliments, but a lot of compliments because it's so different. They're not expecting it.
That's awesome. And now in designing your practice, you added a room that I think most practices probably don't have. Apparently, if you have a really good patient, a good pediatric patient, you'll sometimes bring them back into this room. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
I would describe this as I'm going to let Desiree elaborate on it, but I'd say it's a happy accident.
It is a definitely happy accident. And the room is called the Secret Ninja Training Room. And it's secret because only patients who have good appointments, who are good during their appointment, get to go. So that makes it even a little more intriguing for our pediatric patients. But it came about because I love fitness. And I just don't want to work out before work or after work. I want to be able to move during the day. It gives me energy. It makes me feel good. And so when I go back to my private office, and since I was designing my practice anyway, I wanted it to be a movement center. You know, if I wanted to do some pull-ups, if I wanted to do some handstands, if I wanted to do any type of leg lifts or swing from the rings between patients, while I'm doing my notes, I wanted to be able to do it. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds odd, but hey, like, it makes me feel good. So when we were getting our practice built, I made sure that the contractors knew I wanted to be able to hang things from the ceilings and put bars on the wall. And they're like, okay. And so my private office is designed in that way. And when I got to be on American Ninja Warrior, they featured the office and they featured that room. I was like, you know what? It would be awesome with our pediatric patients, who especially knew about Ninja Warrior, if they wanted to come back to the room.
Yeah.
We could call it the Secret Ninja Training Room. And they could swing from the rings. They could climb on the bars. They could have a good time like they're at a playground or pretending to be a ninja. And really just create a great experience for them, something that they'll remember, you know, on into adulthood and not have these horror memories of going to the dentist, but think and associate it with having a good time and having fun.
And I will say it has been, you know, just a remarkable, you know, kind of advertising marketing tool for Lumber River Dental. Again, just a happy accident because, you know, the office was originally the private office. That is, you know, that stuff was set up for Desiree, you know, to help her stretch in between patients. And then we discovered how this would be so neat and unique, you know, of an experience for our pediatric patients to come kind of swing around in and play around in. And it's amazing because the kids, you know, they're so happy. They're having such a good time. There's smiles on their faces. The parents get to see that. There's smiles on their faces. I mean, we have, you know, Desiree's had a patient that was absolutely, pediatric patient, absolutely terrified. And the parent came in first visit and, you know, was pretty confident up front with Desiree. I just really don't think, I mean, we're going to try to do the appointment, but I really don't think you're going to be able to do much, you know, with, you know, my kid today. And Ninja Training Room turned them around.
Right. So the patient came in and right when she got in the lobby, unfortunately, the air sense didn't work and the water feature did not work. And she broke into tears and was crying on the floor sobbing. So we decided that this visit was going to be a Secret Ninja Training Room visit only. So we did not even go to the operatories or to the clinic part. We went straight to my office and we talked about Ninja Warrior. We swung on the rings and just had a good time. And then we kind of swung around the clinic part. I showed her the pano machine and how cool it was because it went around your head. And that was the end of it. That was visit one. So visit two was a little bit like visit one. We went to Ninja Room, but we also went to the operatory and sat down in the chair. So we just worked with it that way. But the Ninja Room broke the barrier with her fear. And it was just amazing. And now she'll come by a couple years later. She'll come by with her dad, and on my lunch break, they'll just stop in, and she'll just stop in to say hey and come and swing on the rings or in the bars in the ninja room and just
That's
leave.
So, cool.
So it's created that type of relationship with my patients as well, something I wasn't expecting.
And that's probably one of the best stories we have, but there's so many other pediatric patients that just love it, and it makes such a positive impression, you know, on these kids at such a young age. And then also with the parents too, because the parents are seeing their kids having good experiences who have scheduled their kids, believe it or not, parents will sometimes let their kids be the guinea pig first. And if the kids have a good experience at the dental office, then maybe they'll schedule themselves for an appointment too. That has happened because of the ninja training room.
Mm-hmm.
That is really neat. And I think there's obviously not everyone has a ninja training room or has a story where they've been on a national TV show, but there are those opportunities that every single dentist has to create those experiences for their patients. If you could give any tips to the listeners on maybe some of the top ways that you can create experiences worth sharing for their patients that aren't necessarily ridiculously extravagant, but that they can do today. What are some things that you've learned in Ash, you managing and helping with sort of the business development side of things, and Desiree with you working in two different practices, one that didn't provide good experiences and one that almost totally revolves around creating good experiences. To either one of you, what do you feel are some takeaway tips that people could have to creating that experience worth sharing for all their patients?
Well, you know, I can certainly speak to the non-clinical side of it, and Desiree can address what actually happens in the operatories in the clinical side. Again, not being the clinician that works, you know, in the practice day to day. You know, we've talked a lot about aesthetics for the practice itself, but it's really going to be hard to beat an awesome team. And we've got a great team at Lumber River Dental. And I think at the end of the day, people just want to be treated with respect. They don't want to be numbers. You know, we got operatory number one that needs fillings, number two that needs extractions. I mean, they're real people sitting in those chairs.
Right.
People want to be listened to. So one of the things, and Desiree and I constantly have conversations about this, because, you know, it's this patient experience that we're trying to deliver is fluid. It's constantly evolving. You know, our mission statement at Lumber River Dental that we emphasize even when people are applying to join our team is to create the best patient experience imaginable. That's it. Mm. That's the mission statement, to create the best patient experience imaginable. There's nothing clinical in that mission statement. I mean, the clinical part's going to come if you do everything else. So it starts with, you know, listening to the patient, and Desiree can speak to that. It starts with a smile.
And I want to jump right in and say about listening to the patient. You know, we don't have a special, I mean, we don't do this for every patient, and we do try to listen to the patients, like something that is special about the patient. For instance, I had a patient, I was doing a full set of dentures on, and this patient had been a dentalist for 4 years. He said, the first thing that I want after I get my dentures, I want some sourdough pretzels and some Cheese Whiz. I was like, sourdough pretzels and Cheese Whiz. Okay. And he, every time he would come in for impressions or for a try-in, he was like, I just cannot wait till I get my sourdough pretzels and Cheese Whiz. So I told Candace, who's my office manager, I said, on the day that we see his dentures, we have to have him a bag of sourdough pretzels and Cheese Whiz for him with his dentures, with his take-home kit. So when we seated the denture, we gave him a bag, and he opened it up. And just, like, the look on his face, like, he was, like, completely shocked. Like, why would a dentist, like, give him sourdough pretzels and Cheese Whiz? And he was, like, just, thank you so much. He had his smile, and he had his sourdough pretzels and Cheese Whiz. So we just try to do little special things for our patients,
yes.
Things that we can just, like, pick up, things that they like. I mean, that cost us hardly anything, but that made such an impact on him. I mean, he went and told his friends, hey, you know, the first thing I got with my dentures was sourdough pretzels and cheese whiz, and I've been waiting for those for 4 years to be able to eat, and I finally got to eat them.
Yeah, that's so cool. There's a great book called The Power of Small by Linda Kaplan Thaler that talks about those very things. I mean, it's listening. It's having those ready, and you've made a patient for life because of that. And he told people, which is huge. I mean, we don't ever talk about the neutral experiences. Most people don't talk about going to the dentist because it is what they expect.
Right.
Sometimes they have terrible experiences that they share. But if you can create an extraordinary experience, I mean, you just took an ordinary opportunity and just totally transformed that into an extraordinary experience for that patient. It's awesome.
And you know, what's really important, just to add to that, and I was, you know, kind of sharing this a moment ago, is when that was done, when that bag of sourdough pretzels and cheese whiz was delivered, it was delivered by a team with smiles on their faces. And I think that cannot be emphasized enough, is, you know, do you look happy to be here? You know, or, you know, do you come in looking like a grouch? Are you delivering that, you know, with a frown on your face, or even a neutral look on your face, you know? So those are things that we constantly discuss in our huddle. We reiterate all the time in staff meetings. You know, how do we create the best patient experience imaginable? That mission statement is embedded in everything that we do at Lumber River Dental.
That's wonderful. Well, I love everything you've shared about your practice and just how much time you spend making your practice really something extraordinary. But you're very busy, and it seems like you've got a couple more things going on. And most recently, you were talking about body on rest. Could you tell me a little bit more about that, Ash, and what that is?
Absolutely. So Body on Rest is a health and wellness collaborative that Desiree, it was really the brainchild of Desiree that we formed together back in January of 2015. And Desiree has used that new venture to do a lot of consulting with other dental related products, a lot of speaking. I have done that myself, you know, working in the healthcare field. My background's in cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation, population health management. So we do a lot of consultation through Body on Rest, article writing, all kinds of things. It's still a big giant mold of clay that's starting to take shape, but something we're very excited about.
Well, that's wonderful. If someone wanted to learn more about either Lumber River Dental or about Body on Rest, or just get in touch with you guys, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can reach us at bodyonrest@gmail.com, and in terms of Lumber River Dental or the Ninja Dentist over here.
So in terms of any type of my crazy workouts or the Ninja training room, you can just contact me directly. And I hang out a lot on Instagram, and my handle there is Ninja Dentist Desi. So send me a message. Love to show you around my office in real time. The Ninja Training Room is open to anyone who wants to come train and play and pretend to be a ninja. So come on over, come visit us at Lumber River Dental.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely follow you on Instagram, and the Dental Podcast Instagram handle follows you as well. So we'll link to you after this episode so people can easily get to your Instagram. And I know sometimes you post pictures in a sauna. You've got a sauna in your backyard. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the best like wellness devices I think that we have ever purchased, like personally. So I could go on to that like for forever. It's supposed to actually increase your longevity. So excited to be around to practice dentistry a lot longer at Lumber River Dental because of that sauna.
Well, there you go. Well, I appreciate you both being on the podcast, and it was really great having a conversation with you all. Thank you for your time. And again, if you want to reach out to them, you can rewind about 30 seconds and listen to the information, or I'll put it in the show notes too. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Experience Podcast. For show notes, to ask a question, or for more information, visit www.thedentalpodcast.com. The ideas discussed during this episode are the opinions of the participants and do not serve as legal, financial, or clinical advice. Until next time, this is the Dental Experience Podcast.